Welcome back. It's 1221 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Deborah Simmons. Wow, twice in 1 week. Deborah Simmons.
Thank you.
Yeah, who writes the Washington Times Can We Talk column. Today's is entitled McDonald's Elegant Taste Likely to Prove Costly. Well, I got to ask you, Deborah, can you blame the Virginia First Lady, Maureen McDonald? You can't go to a fundraiser or a party as governor and the governor's wife wearing a Walmart dress, can you?
You can if you have the right accessories. They don't have to be Oscar de la Renta or Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Listen, this is one of those, and I'm going to sort of corrupt a line from one of my favorite movies, and it was Marlon Brando's character's line in On the Waterfront when he said, "I could have been a contender." Because Bob McDonald was an up-and-rising Republican. He stayed the course in the state, longtime public servant. He was a member of the House of Delegates. Then he became Attorney General before he became governor. So he was a public servant with a public servant salary.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't have to shop at Walmart, but shop at, you know, going for these high-end exclusive designers that the average American can't even afford, let alone a public servant who's been, you know, somebody who's been serving the public for the past 20, 22 years couldn't afford it. And they're parents of five children. So, I mean, come on. Her, you know, she had this always had beer money and champagne taste.
Yeah.
And they're kind of doing them in right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, they did admit to taking the gifts, and they returned them. And they also took the loan, but they repaid the loan. So many are saying case closed, right? Oh, I guess not.
No, because there's that pay-for-play quid pro quo element that's at stake right now. Because it seems as though, and I haven't read the entire indictment, but I've read the stories that have been published in the Washington Times and other media, and it seems as though Maureen McDonald went to this wealthy businessman, Johnny Williams, who's identified in the indictment as J.W., and asked for some of these things, and he delivered.
Yeah, and you bring up something interesting in that the focus of all of this appears to be more on her rather than him.
Yeah, one, because she did indeed ask for it. And before he, Bob McDonald, was even inaugurated, she had written an email to an aide and sort of laid out and set up the scenario that has been playing out ever since. Because the email says, "I need to talk to you about inaugural clothing budget. I need answers." And Bob is screaming about the thousands I'm charging up in credit card debt. "We are broke, have an unconscionable amount in credit card debt already,
yeah.
And this inaugural thing is killing us. I need answers, and I need help, and I need to get this done." Well, the three things, underlying things about her behavior are already lined up right there. And as I said, this was in December before he was even inaugurated as governor.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's that yearning to be part of the jet set on a public servant's salary, and that's what is going to be the thing that brings him down. And I guess the next question has to be, what do you think's going to happen to him? I mean, obviously they can't pay the fines if they're broke.
Right. Well, one, they've got to hire, you know, have a top-notch legal counsel, and
yeah.
They cost money.
Yeah.
And then she's got to, I think, right now she should be figuring out how she can get into some kind of therapy to redefine, if you will, her behavior and get her behavior changed, because this isn't something that you want hanging over their head as they even go into court and try to figure out where they're going to wrangle. And look, no husband, if he's participated in a crime with his wife, the mother of his children, wants a wife to go to prison. I mean, there have been. There was the case of Jack Johnson in Prince George's County, where both he and his wife were imprisoned for what he did. But you don't want your wife going to jail. And I would assume, with Bob McDonald being the upstanding kind of guy and dad and human being that we've read about and paid attention to all these years, would want his wife to go to prison unprepared to change her own behavior.
Yeah, but, you know, her own behavior reflects a lot of what's going on in America today, to be honest. I mean, look what our government does every single day. They max out our credit cards. In fact, they extend well beyond the max out point.
Yes, we're already maxed out, exactly. And they keep trying to get bigger extension and longer extension, bigger extension, longer extension.
Yeah.
And we have, what's most disturbing about this, other than her behavior, is that we've got politicians all around the country now, Democrats and Republicans, who are not corrupt to the core, but there's some kind of emotional and or mental issue, or what the Bible just calls good old-fashioned greed, that's getting them in trouble. And I think it's that character issue that we need to really look at, where before, long before we go to the polls and just stop saying, okay, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I'll pick a Democrat or a Republican or an independent on a particular issue. But who are these people? And that's the sort of thing I think that good old-fashioned newspapers used to do, dig around and find out, who is this person? How did they act? Who were they when they were young? How did they act when they got out of college and got a job? How have they been raising their families? Because, look, we just had our president, tell us, in not only in his book, but repeat himself in a newspaper report, that he was smoking weed. Well, we already knew that. Why would you go back into that on an issue that's so paramount and timely right now about drug behavior and kind of give a wink to youngins, tell them, you know what, it's all right if you puff on a joint every now and then. What we don't want you doing is smoking cigarettes. You know what I mean? I mean, we need to look at the character, and that needs to become more of a part of who we are and who these officials are that we're electing, and we need to question that instead of just saying, okay, he's pro-abortion, I've got him on my list, they want to decriminalize marijuana, they're all right with me, same-sex marriage, that's cool too. You know, I mean, really, we need to look inside ourselves and think about a long-term picture of where we want humanity to go.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you brought up the marijuana thing. I just read a story a couple of minutes ago about Obama telling his girls that he actually considered smoking marijuana a waste of time and it's really not good for you and, you know, it doesn't do anything for you. That's pretty funny, I think.
Yeah, it is.
You know, here's a guy who bragged about getting high every single day, and now that he's got daughters becoming teenagers and on their way to growing up, it's not, you know, it may be good for the gander, but not for the goose?
That do as I say and not as I do. But listen, these are kids who could easily, and I'm not trying to be a psychologist. I don't have any kind of medical degree. But kids, because that family, the Obama family, vacations in Hawaii every year. Can you imagine the minute they set foot on the island saying, I wonder where Daddy used to get high? Over here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's
sure.
How kids are.
Yeah, I know. All right, folks, you have to read this today. It's by Deborah Simmons in the Washington Times. McDonald's, elegant taste likely to prove costly. And I think you're onto something there. Deborah, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Andy Park.
1229, 1260 WRC, still to come. Sports editor Mike Harris. We'll get the lowdown on the Capitals and Redskins news, and, of course, news on the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos. And Stephen Dinan will be along, political editor, at about 12:45.